Good morning, everyone. It's good to be in the house of the Lord one more time. I'm going to ask if you would, if you could, and I'll be very brief before you this morning. The gospel has already been preached. The gospel has already been taught. We sung. Nothing here for me to do. I'm going to read the scripture, and then I'm going to invite the worship group to come back up. Y'all grab your instruments, whatever you have. I'm going to read a text. Y'all, if you can, if you will. I'm going to be extremely brief before you today. Extremely. I'm almost finished. We're going to look at this text, and this is not my original message for this morning. I'll come back at some other time, and I'll preach my message for today. Amen. But we've had it all today. And so, as I said, there's nothing here for me to do. If you are able, if you stand on your feet and join me, rest on your feet for a moment. In the Old Testament book of Psalm 103, beginning at verse 1, this is what the scripture says. Read down to verse 3 if you all can read with me. That would be wonderful. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. And we're going to have a very extremely brief message from the sermon subject, When My Soul Cries Out. When My Soul Cries Out. You may have your seats. Eternal God, we bless you. We thank you again, God, for this preaching opportunity, God, even for this chance, God, to come before your presence. God, we realize, God, that we are nothing without you. We ask, God, that you would anoint these clay lips of mine, God. When I think about your goodness, God, and all that you've done for me, my soul begins to cry out hallelujah and thank God for saving me. Praise the Lord, everyone. I just want to talk to you for about 30 more seconds about the goodness of Jesus. We'll do it from David's text here at Psalm 103. And as we said, we'll go on to praising the Lord in music. David here is evincing the desire of his soul, the desire of one who knows that he cannot make it without the Lord. And y'all can say hallelujah whenever you when you desire to. David here is offering an exhortation for the inside. There's a part of us that longs for the Lord. This is a part that no one sees, no one understands. This is where God does his work. This is where when we cry out, Spirit of the Living God, fall fresh on me, this is the part of us that longs for his presence. But there are times in our life when we are facing the contradiction that the world brings. And so David here has to instruct his soul, because our souls can be beaten down. Our souls can be cut. Our souls can be bruised. and they can be reminded. And so David here offers an exhortation to his soul, reminding the inside part. And you might get here, my brother, my sister, through some job loss. You might get here through some person passing. You might get here through the poverty of your spirit or your bank account. But we've all been warned to a point where we had to, with our conscious mind, remind the inside man to go ahead and praise God. Can I talk to you just for another 30 seconds about when the praise is gone? See, after the bankruptcy, after the heart attack, after the cancer, after the diabetes, after the separation, after the foreclosure, after the repossession, sometimes our hearts become worn, and we can hardly make it. It is as if life can sap a praise right out of you. Sometimes the loss of a friend or the separation, the fact that nobody's calling you anymore. I've said this to my wife: nobody's Facebooking me anymore. Nobody's Instagramming me anymore. Nobody's Teamsing me anymore. There are those days, there are those times when you have to walk through the valley of the shadow of death. But the Word of God says that when I do so, I'll feel no evil. You got to remind the man on the inside that you're not alone. That there's still a God in heaven who said he would never leave you and that he would never forsake you. And so I'm almost finished. To that one, to that Michael that gets hurt, to that Michael that's bruised, to that Michael that is worn down, I cry out today, bless the Lord, oh my soul. And then David realizes that everything else needs to be marshaled into this as well. If my soul is going to bless the Lord, but my internal organs aren't playing the music, if my ears refuse to hear from him, if my feet won't dance, if my heart cannot be moved. And so David says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. We've got some things on the inside that are out of order, and they need to be reminded to bless the Lord as well. Sometimes our thoughts are not in order. They need to be reminded. My thought life needs to bless God. Sometimes my footsteps have become slow, and I need to remind my feet to bless God. Y'all not with me. Because you've begun to think about ways in your own life where your life is not blessing God. What's it like to bless God? What it's like to bless God is when you turn to God and you say, God, all that I am. All that I hope to be belongs to you. The fact that I woke up this morning, that belongs to you. The fact that I slept last night, that belongs to you. My children, they belong to you. My family, they belong to you. My home, it belongs to you. Everything that is mine belongs to you. And what blessing is when I turn and give God the credit for the things that I was stealing. Wisdom comes from God, and I thought I knew it all. Let me bless God in my thoughts and give credit to God. We're done. As we said, the gospel has been preached. The gospel has been preached. If you didn't hear it, we need to pay more attention during service. The gospel has been preached. That was 5 minutes. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. His name is wonderful. He's a wonderful counselor. He is the Prince of Peace. He's the everlasting Father. There's so many wonderful things about him. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. This is a benefit. When we leave here today, remember this, that today I was in the assembly of the brethren. When you leave here today, remember I did eat. There was food on my table. There was clothes on my back. Rode down the highway, I was safe. These are the benefits of God, of a relationship with him. Don't forget his benefits. When the bills are due, don't forget the benefits. When the friends leave you, don't forget the benefits. Got an insurance policy? When collapse comes, open it back up and remember the benefits. I'm going to leave you. I'm full already. God bless you. God keep you. May heaven continue to smile upon you. And the Lord grant you peace. God bless you.